We are up to Simin Shin Yud, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Shin Yud is Dinei Muktzah B'Shabbos. We already learned in Shin Ches that the name of that Simin was things that are Osir B'Tiltul. Chazal went ahead and made an Isser that they call Muktzah, an Isser of Tiltul Kalim, of moving Kalim on Shabbos, that really does not come from the Iker Halacha of Muktzah. We said that that was Nehemiah's Takana, in order to prevent Chil Shabbos of one sort or another. Aside from that, there's the din of muktzah, where something that is not muchan for use on Shabbos is usur for someone to go and use it on Shabbos, and is also usur betiltul. So in all of Shas, we have a machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. What makes something eino muchan for Shabbos? Reb Yehuda's shita is pretty much that any reason we have to say that a person wouldn't use it on Shabbos is enough to make it eina min amuchen, which means unless something really stands to be used for Shabbos, it's called eina min amuchen. Reb Shimon holds that the definition of eina muchen is a lot more metzumtzum. The definition of eina muchen is something that I have a very strong reason not to use, some kind of kapeda of not using it on Shabbos. Or it's just so totally far-fetched for me to use it on Shabbos. We paskin like Reb Shimon with regard to most halachas of muktzah. There's only one form of muktzah that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that we do, and that's muktzah machmas iser, something that was usur for use at the beginning of Shabbos, where we paskin like Reb Meir, that whole vis katsoyla vein ashmashas, it's katsoyla chulayoma. Something where there was an iser of using or moving it at the beginning of Shabbos remains with its iser for the rest of Shabbos. Now let's begin. The first case here is a case that is a machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and we paskin like Reb Shimon. Eitz shetolim bo dogim. This piece of wood that they hang fish up on. Afal pi shehu maos, even though it has a foul smell and is therefore maos, and Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda therefore holds that it is muktzah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. The halachi is, we hold that it's mutter letaltalo, the kaimalon b'muktzah machmas mius k'Rebbi Shimon d'shari. We hold like Reb Shimon, that's something that you don't normally use because of its odor. The halachi is, it is nevertheless not muktzah, it is minam muchan, you could use it for something else. Siv beis, another chiddush of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that any food that is roi, even al yedei adchak, is not considered muktzah, even though you don't really hold on to it for the sake of food alone. The specific case of the machlokis is food that you are holding on to for the sake of schora, for the sake of business. Rabbi Yehuda holds that food that is meant that I'm holding on to for the sake of selling is not considered food. To me, this is considered business, and therefore it's muktzah on Shabbos. Whereas Reb Shimon says, since it's royal achila, you never know, I may change my mind and decide to eat it. Ein shum ochel tolush, haroyal achila muktzah b'Shabbos. Food that is tolush, meaning that it's not connected, if it's connected to the tree still, it is muktzah. The reason it's muktzah is because by pulling it off, you're over on okur dover migidulo, which is the malach of ktsira. But it's got to be royal achila. The halach is muktzah l'Shabbos. The tmarim ushkedim ushaperis onim leschora mutar leichol ben b'Shabbos. Someone has dates or almonds and other fruit that he has to sell. Nevertheless, you're allowed to eat from them on Shabbos. Va'afilu chitim shezarim b'karka v'adayin lo hishrishu. You planted seeds, wheat. You planted the wheat berries, but they didn't yet take root, even though they're underground. They're not muktzah. How to get to them is another story. That's a different simon. Ubeitzim shetachas hatarnegolas, eggs that are sitting under the hen. There too, even though you thought that you were going to use them to grow into chickens, you can change your mind and decide that you'd like to have a raw egg on Shabbos. Mutter letaltlan, they are mutter betoltl. V'chein tmorim alakutim kodim bishulam. The same thing goes for dates that were picked before they ripened. V'konsimosam besalim, and you put them into baskets, v'hem esbashlim me'alehem, you wait for them to ripen. Mutter lechol mem kodim bishulan. You're allowed to eat from them even before they ripen. Now, when is this? Aval, grogris v'tzimukim shemenichen olsam b'muktza liyavshan. Whereas, if what you're talking about is figs and grapes that you put in this place behind the house, for them to dry and turn into raisins and dried figs. Those are usur b'Shabbos mishum muktzah. They are muktzah. Why is that? Shehin masrichos kodem shi'is yabshu. Half dried grapes before they turn into raisins, they are disgusting. People don't eat them. The kevin shiodeya shiasrichu, since he knows that it's going to become inedible, his siach dato mehem, he gave up on them. The kevin diikatarti, since it has two, the machaber is paskening, you need both of these. It's a machlokas rishonim, but he paskens, you need both of these. The chinu biyodayim, you did an act to make them non-usable. Velo chazu, and they are totally non-usable in this state. Hevim mukta, the halachi is that it is considered mukta. So the rule is that if you have something that you put into a position where it is inedible, and you know it is not usable, the halacha is that it is mukta. What halacha of mukta does it get? This becomes mukta machmas gufa, real mukta. This is not just a cliche malachalias. So this is real mukta, and there's no heter tiltul tzara gufa makomo. Hagah says the Ramah. Yesh omrim dein achona shayach b'shal eini Yehudi. Some say that achona does not apply to a non-Jew. What does that mean? V'afilu grogris v'tzimukim shebiyado mutarim. Let's say a non-Jew went ahead and put his grapes in the muktzah, in this place outside his house, for the sake of drying. Since he does not have hilchas muktzah, he's not mesiach dato from it, and therefore it is not muktzah. Now, lahalacha, the poskim say that where they're still not roi, where they're really totally inedible, they're not roi at all, that it's muktzah even in the case of a non-Jew, because it's totally inedible. And this is the way we paskin the pashtus.